It's 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, coast to coast and around the world.
I'm not a doctor, but I have a PhD in recognizing bullshit when I hear it.
From the America Out Loud Talk Radio Studios.
The American people are not feeling very loved right now, though. They're not feeling heard by the Biden administration.
It's time for The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott.
I believe it was last Tuesday night that I said tomorrow the Republicans would march down the articles of impeachment for Alejandro Mayorkas. Well, that didn't happen. I was wrong. It happens. And what happened between then and now is the Senate, for some reason, decided to tell the Republicans in the House of Representatives to hold off. Don't do that yet, because if you bring it now, this thing is going to die. It's not going to happen because Schumer and the Democrats are going to sweep it under the rug, which, again, I said that last Tuesday as well. So I'm not wrong yet on that part. I said this would last about 48 hours. We'll see what happens as we wait for that to happen. I'm going to get into some details about why the Democrats want to put it under the rug, and also what the senators, the Republican senators, are saying in the Senate about this Mayorkas impeachment. That's coming up in a few minutes. I'm Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told on America Out Loud Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. As always, this hour is brought to you by Gold Co. Just go to BookerLikesGold.com to find out if purchasing precious metals is the right thing for you in diversifying your savings, even if it's in a 401k or an IRA, either one of those. Go to BookerLikesGold.com. As we start this hour, though, I want to bring someone back to the program that has been here before. She's running a great race in the state of Nevada. Specifically, it's for Congressional District 3 in Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas. Her name is Elizabeth Helgelin. Elizabeth, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Booker, for having me back. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
When were you here last? I know it was last year, but I don't remember. You were just getting started with your campaign. Do you remember what month it was? Was it July, August?
Yeah, I can't even remember. It's just been such a whirlwind. It seems like it's nonstop. So it's all running together now.
And you've come a long way since then. You're doing a great job in fundraising. I was looking at the numbers and I see you knocking on doors all the time. Tell us how things are shaping up for you.
Yeah, it's going great. We're still the front runner in the race. We're the fundraising leader. We have almost 600 grassroots supporters that have donated to our campaign. So it's just been incredible. We're very thankful for that. We, of course, love our volunteers who have been on the phones and door knocking with us to meet voters as well. So the campaign is shaping up great. We're just keeping our heads down and doing the work that we need to do to make sure that we put America first.
And I know that you have a lot of support on social media as well, on X. I'm not sure about Instagram and the others. That's not where I live, typically. I'm there, but not much. Instagram's not my thing, but I do see you a lot on X. So that's great to see. Your competition, it appears that Drew Johnson is the guy that you have to beat. And the primary is coming up June 11th is when everyone needs to go vote. Please make sure you go vote, regardless of who you vote for. Be a part of the process. But again, that primary in Nevada is coming up June 11th. Tell us about Drew Johnson. Is he the only competition, or is there anyone else there?
No, I actually have 6 other guys running against me. So my competition are these guys. So in this race, you only have to pay $300 to be in a primary to get onto the ballot. You're not required to collect any signatures or anything like that. So it's a little different than other states. And that's why we do have a primary, especially in this seat, which is one of our pickup seats. It's one of our top targeted districts in the country to flip back to red. And so we've been having a primary each election. And unfortunately, we keep, they haven't had somebody in the race like me who's actually won in the district before. They haven't had somebody who's actually held office previously. So now we're in here. I've won in this district before as a state senator. This is a very similar district to my state Senate district. And so we have that going for us. We have the support of the people. So we can go back now to those same voters and say, you guys elected me to do this. This is exactly what I did. And now we're going to ask you for your vote again.
Well, I know you do have more than just Drew Johnson running against you. But from what I can tell, as far as raising money and spending money, it looks like you and him. Am I wrong in that? It seems like the other ones really haven't even gotten any donations.
Yeah, so I've been the fundraising leader. I've outraised my opponents 4-1 with fundraising from grassroots people like you and me. So it's been great. There's a huge difference between Drew and I. I'm honest. I have a record I can stand on. So some of my opponents, including Drew, have claimed to be conservatives, have claimed, which is what happens here in Nevada. Our candidates claim to be conservatives until they get into office and they do the exact opposite. And we can't afford that in our country, especially the way that things are heading up and looking right now. So we have to have a good conservative in the race. Unfortunately, my opponents have said things like they're supporting President Trump. However, if you go back and look at what they've put in writing, have said that Melania Trump is a socialist, just like her husband, mm-hmm. President Trump. So another one of my primary opponents has said that Donald Trump is an idiot. So, but then these guys who are now they're running for Congress are saying that they support the president, of course, to fool the voters in order to win the primary. And so that's why primaries matter so much. So we need all hands on deck to make sure we get our message out.
In your district, Congressional District 3, what did that look like the last presidential race? Is that a heavy Donald Trump district?
Yes, it's a great district. The president did great. He fell short the last time. But in 2016, when he ran, he won this district. This is a district that we need to win in order for Donald Trump to take Nevada. And I know as the candidate, I will be working hard for the president, and I am working hard for the president now. When I'm outdoor knocking for myself, I'm outdoor knocking for him as well.
I want to get to some of the big endorsements that you've recently received. But also, before we get there, I want to find out what you're hearing from the people on the ground, because I know you spend a lot of time there. As you're pressing flesh, what are people telling you?
Yeah, they're saying their number one issue is securing the border. I have business people, I have millionaire business people who you would think that the economy is their number one issue, but they're telling me it's the border. It's people like you and me at the door that are saying it's the border. It's people everywhere I go, border is number one issue, and then the economy is a top priority. So, and then of course, safety and security. Those are top issues to my constituents and to people around the country.
And I believe that safety and security issue kind of goes back to the border as well. Nevada is not a border state, but every state now really is a border state. Nevada isn't far. And I think the economy is another one of those issues that's going to be important in the race. I think the border is, and I think the economy is. And I think that's what's going to come down to for the presidential race. And I was curious what you're finding out on the ground. Let's talk about some of the big endorsements you got. I saw Tommy Tuberville, Senator from Alabama, recently endorsed you.
Yeah, so we're so honored to have U.S. Senator Coach Tommy Tuberville's endorsement. We've been endorsed by Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, Congressman Corey Mills, Congressman Paul Gosar. We've received the endorsements of former Congressman Barry Goldwater Jr., Congressman mm-hmm. Steve King, Congressman Tom Tancredo, just to name a few. Of course, let's not forget we have been endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Roger Stone, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and so many more. Moms for America has endorsed us, the Oil and Gas Workers Association. We have over 30 endorsements now, and we're just so thankful for everybody's support.
And how does that stack up against your competition? A guy like Drew Johnson, is he getting any endorsements that anyone would hear about?
Well, you know, and that's why it's important. So luckily on my website, you can go and check out all of my endorsements and in fact, all the press releases with their quotes endorsing me. My opponents, again, we're the fundraising leader, we're the leader in the race, and we're the leader in endorsements as well. So, you know, I've had some people, unfortunately, fib a little bit and say that they've received one of my opponents. In fact, it was Drew Johnson who went and gave a speech and said he received 30 endorsements from congressional members. He has three that he's listed. I would love for him to name at least five. That's the difference.
Maybe we can get him to tell us the other 27. I'll be happy to make a phone call. And maybe he can tell us all 30 of them. As you look at this 24 election, as I look at it, To me, it's the most important that our country may ever face. Other than the economy and the border, what is it that the American people need to find hope in right now? What is your message to them?
We need to be able to, you know, secure our election. That's super important to the people. We need to get back to the basics and representing the people. That's what's so important. You know, right now we look at our government and all they're focused on are elected officials. All they're focused on is getting reelected and arguing back and forth. And we're not fixing the issues that matter most to the American people. And that's what we have to get back to. We have to get back to a limited government. We have to get back to a personal responsibility and securing that American dream again. And I'm certainly the person that will help and fight to do that.
When you look at the border and you think that the Democrats want it wide open and you think the Republicans want it absolutely shut down and nothing ever gets solved with it. This is a 40-year-old problem. You mentioned solutions. When you look at the border, how do you solve that problem? What are your solutions for that?
Well, we first need to reinstate President Trump's policies. You know, we had Remain in Mexico, and unfortunately, this president, President Biden, got rid of that. And now he has catch and release. We need to get the Remain in Mexico back going again. We have to actually build the physical wall around our southern border. We have to secure our ports of entry. We need to have more border security. And if we don't have enough bodies for border security for ICE, then let's get the National Guard out there. We need to end sanctuary cities. Those policies protect criminal illegal aliens and undermine the rule of law. So sanctuary cities create a safe haven for criminal activity. So we need to make sure that we're putting American lives first, and we're securing the border. We're doing all of those things that we possibly can. And again, just reinstating Trump's policies.
And Joe Biden, by the way, he signed 5 executive orders his first day in the Oval Office that reversed Donald Trump's policies. And after that, he went on over the next 30 days to do a whole lot more than that. And of course, we know what's happened at the border. It's a nightmare. 10 million people have probably come through the border in the last 3 years, and we see what it's doing to our schools, our children, our cities. You know, it's a disaster, and for some reason, we can't hold anyone in this administration accountable, and that's unfortunate. A slim impeachment took place in the House of Representatives. I'm going to talk about what the Senate is going to do with it here in just a few minutes. When you look at the economy, what are your thoughts on that? And I know that probably the simple answer is Donald Trump has to come back in and we have to become energy independent again. And I would agree with that. But are there other things that you see as you're out talking to people that can be done to make things better for the middle and lower class people that seem to be just being crushed right now?
Absolutely. So definitely we have to make sure that we become not just energy independent again, but I say energy dominant again. And I'm so thankful again to have the endorsement of the Oil and Gas Workers Association. So we definitely have to do that, and that's going to help spur the economy. But we have to lower taxes on the American people, on our businesses, so they can spur, our businesses can spur more jobs and people can have more money in their pockets. We need to get rid of the death tax. We have to simplify the tax code. There are things that we could be doing right now, encouraging investments and things like that, that we could be doing right now today. I mean, for inflation to be out of control the way it is, it's disgusting. And there's so many people who are having to make difficult decisions, whether they can pay their bills or buy food or even buy their prescriptions. It's horrible. So there's definitely things that we can be doing, and we could do it right now today. And certainly it starts with President Trump getting back into office, but we need to make sure that we maintain and keep the House and flip the Senate so we can get these Trump policies passed, like lowering taxes, like simplifying our tax codes and putting more money into American people's pockets.
Elizabeth, one of my frustrations and a lot of people's frustrations on the right has been with the speaker situation and the House of Representatives. Of course, it is a slim majority, yet they are still spending money like Nancy Pelosi did. And, you know, they're spending $6 trillion. The country is bringing in about $4.4 trillion. So there is $1.6 trillion that we can't account for that is going out. And prior to COVID, our budget was about $4.4 trillion. So I think people like me would love to see it go back to that. Do you think there's any hope of that?
Yeah. So when I served in the state Senate, I served on the Commerce, Labor and Energy Committee, the Transportation Committee, and also the Revenue Committee. We've got to make sure that we're looking at our budget. We're going to a single base budget bills. And we're going back to look and start from the bottom. They have to, our government has to run like our households run. We can't just keep, can't just go and print money. So our government has to stop doing what they're doing right now is they're increasing our taxes and relying on the American people to foot the bill. And then they're going and printing money that we don't have, which is so horrible for our economy, to fill the voids. What they have to do is stop spending money. It's so much government waste. It's incredible. And so that's something I certainly will be doing once I'm in office.
And tackling the debt is another big thing. We're sitting at $35 trillion. That can't be good. Yeah, we have American people that if they lose their job or they miss a couple of paychecks, they may be homeless. And I don't know that America's any different. You know, we're sitting here with such a large debt problem and a deficit spending problem, and no one in Washington, D.C. really seems to care. It doesn't bother them. And for the rest of us that are having to pay bills and trying to make a living, it bothers us because we know that if it was us, that we would be on the street. And so we just don't relate to the mindset of people in Washington, D.C. And speaking of people in Washington, D.C., what about Speaker Mike Johnson? I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene now is talking about vacating his chair. It seems like that's all she wants to do is impeach and vacate chairs. What do you think about Speaker Mike Johnson?
You know, we need to have strong leadership, regardless of who is in that spot. Somebody who's going to represent the people, somebody who's going to fight for the American people. Unfortunately, he's made some bad votes. We just saw it with the FISA warrant. So we've got to have people in office who are able to negotiate for us. I think that's what's truly important and who are willing to fight for the American people. And that's why what I intend to do. And so when I served in the state Senate, I was in the minority. We had to work together, and we were able to work together to pass good legislation, but most importantly, kill bad legislation. That's what I did when I was elected here in the state of Nevada, and we need to do that on the national level. So whoever is in that position, what they need to do is start having a backbone and standing up for the American people.
You know, when it came to a government shutdown or continuing to spend $6 trillion, I wanted a government shutdown because I really thought that it was the only leverage that the Republicans had. And you mentioned negotiating. And everybody knows, I would think, that in negotiating, you have to have leverage. And it appears that Speaker Mike Johnson and Kevin McCarthy before him, they don't understand that leverage in negotiating. And they just give it up. And they have nothing. And the only accomplishment of the 118th Conservative House of Representatives was adding $3 trillion to the debt, and that has to change. And hopefully people like you will be able to make a difference. Elizabeth, tell everybody where they can find you, and I'm going to let you have the last word here. I wish you such good luck in your campaign. Again, that primary is coming up June 11th in Nevada. Tell everyone where they can find you.
Yes, please. Everyone, you can go to my website, elizabeth4nevada.com. Find out more information about me. Sign up to volunteer. You don't even have to live in Nevada to volunteer and make phone calls. I would love your help. But please go to my website, elizabeth4nevada.com, and donate if you can as well.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you. We shouldn't have waited so long before we got back together here on the program. I really do appreciate it. I wish you well in your campaign, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Booker. You have a great day.
If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. I bleed red, white, and blue in my ways you just can't change. Wrong or right, I give my life for this place called USA.
More Truth Be Told with Booker Scott in a minute on America Out Loud.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Don't forget, every morning, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, you can hear Nurses Out Loud with nurses like Jody O'Malley right here on AmericaOutloud.news. I don't know if we just played the Hillright commercial that we do here. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. But let me tell you about it. And if we did, I'm going to tell you more about it. Hillright are four incredible tasting bars, and it's really not important what they taste like, although it is always good that they do taste good. When I'm eating something, I want it to taste good. But it's what these bars do for you that's the most important thing. Over 15 years of research went into it. And what it does is it helps with metabolic health, and specifically markers like cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation. And if your weight's out of whack, this may be the right thing for you. You can go to Hillright.com to find out more. Use the promo code OUTLOUD for a 20% discount. And also, you can go just inside the shop there at AmericaOutloud.news and find out about it. Don't forget, there is a money-back guarantee with this. Start the process. Heal from within with Hillright at Hillright.com. My name is Booker Scott. This is The Truth Be Told, and glad you're here. And last Tuesday night, I started the program talking about how the Republicans were going to walk the articles of impeachment down the hallway to the Senate, and the process was going to start for a hearing, which was not going to happen. And I think I said it would be 24 to 48 hours that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats would end that hearing, and they would not even have a hearing, which really had never been done in the Senate. Twice it has happened where there was not a hearing, but in both of those cases, both of those gentlemen resigned. They got out of the way before they were going to be removed from office. So there's really no comparison to what the Democrats are trying to do. Well, the Republicans got word of what was going to happen. They knew what was happening. They saw the writing on the wall, and they got in touch with the Republicans in the House of Representatives and said, don't bring it. Don't bring it yet. So then that made me wrong, so I started peeling the egg off my face, and I sit here now a week later trying to explain this to you, and I'm going to do the best that I can to tell you where this Mayorkas impeachment is at this very moment, because what has happened over the last week are the Republicans in the Senate are trying to politically put the pressure on Schumer and the Democrats, and even Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's right there with Schumer on this. He doesn't want there to be a hearing. And I would say again that when there is a hearing, and I don't believe that there will be, I still believe it's going to be swept under the rug. Mayorkas is not going to be found guilty. He's not going to be removed from office. So that should be your expectation. Here is Senator Mike Lee from the Senate floor. Again, this is part of that political process that's going on, the political theater, trying to put pressure on Schumer and McConnell to actually have a hearing for Mayorkas.
If you trust that Secretary Mayorkas didn't authorize millions of individuals to enter illegally into our country for swift and precursory release, then let's hold a trial. If you're certain the Secretary Mayorkas hasn't increased the pull factors incentivizing parents across the globe to send 430,000 unaccompanied children illegally into the United States, in many cases, to have them end up in the hands of traffickers, drug traffickers, human sex traffickers, and otherwise, then let's hold a trial. If you're confident that Secretary Mayorkas hasn't created at least 13 illegal immigration parole programs designed to increase the flow of people into this country by the hundreds of thousands, then let's hold a trial. If you're so sure that Secretary Mayorkas and Under Secretary Mayorkas' leadership, Customs and Border Protection hasn't dramatically decreased its vetting process for allowing Chinese immigrants to cross our border, including military-aged Chinese males, then let's hold a trial. If you believe that we haven't seen a dramatic increase in the known terrorist encounters at our border, then let's hold a trial. If you're confident that Secretary Mayorkas hasn't allowed enough fentanyl to flow across the southern border to kill every man, woman, and child in this country, then let's hold a freaking trial. This is exactly what it looks like, Madam President, when someone is aware that there is a problem and wants to sweep the problem under the rug. There is no rug here. You can't hide this. There's no rug big enough to accommodate that. And shame on us if we play into that strategy. When the articles of impeachment arrive, we have a job to do. The Constitution and our rules and our precedents make that abundantly clear. To ignore the evidence before us is to betray the trust of those who sent us here. There's no doubt at this point that the invasion at the southern border has inflicted indescribable, incalculable, intolerable pain and suffering on far too many Americans. We're obligated to figure out who's responsible and hold them accountable, beginning with Secretary Mayorkas.
What's so wrong with just putting the evidence out? The Republicans in the House of Representatives, they've spent 15 months collecting the evidence on what has happened at the border and why there have been so many millions of foreigners from over 180 countries that have entered our country in just the last 3 years. So let's see. Let's see the evidence. Why not? Well, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, they have a different approach to this, as always. I don't even know what their approach is, where it comes from. Senator Schumer was asked the question about sweeping this under the rug, specifically by a reporter. And here was his response.
Look, we're going to try and resolve this issue as quickly as possible. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Wait just a minute. What are you saying there, Chuck Schumer? I thought that this was Donald Trump's fault, always. If you're saying it's a policy issue, then you are admitting that the Biden administration's policies have created what's going on at the border. Yet the Biden administration constantly denies that the policies that they did from the moment they came into the Oval Office didn't have anything to do with it. So you can't have it both ways, Chuck Schumer.
As I said, we're going to try to resolve this as quickly as possible. As I've said in the past, it's absurd, and there are no charges in the House complaint that rise to the level of impeachment.
I will remind you that lying under oath to Congress is in these impeachment articles. That is one of them.
Does that mean dismissing it or tabling it?
As I said,
do you have the vote?
We're going to move forward and resolve this as quickly as possible. Once again, impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Okay, this is more than a policy disagreement, isn't it? You're admitting then that the policies that the Biden administration did have caused what we have seen. That's what Chuck Schumer just did. He just admitted that. Whether you realize it or not, that is what he did. Other Republicans had things to say. Let's go to Tommy Tuberville. We mentioned Tommy Tuberville a few minutes ago endorsing Elizabeth Helgeline in the first segment of this hour. Let's see what he has to say about this impeachment and being swept under the rug, and specifically what his words were about Alejandro Mayorkas.
Secretary Mayorkas has completely, 110% refused to do his job. He swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Can any one of us seriously say that Secretary Mayorkas has upheld his oath of office? Progressive Democrats are going to try to table the articles of impeachment and sweep Biden's border bloodbath under the rug. Every House Democrat already voted. They've already voted to save Mayorkas' job. Senator Schumer and the Progressive Democrats can't say they want to fix our border while voting to save Secretary Mayorkas' job. Despite the critical need to secure our borders and discourage illegal immigration, Secretary Mayorkas travels the world discussing national security with our strategic partners while his own country is being invaded. It's embarrassing. Last month, Secretary Mayorkas was in Guatemala discussing migration flows from South America to the U.S. Have these folks done anything to stop the border invasion from their countries? They have done absolutely nothing. In February, Mayorkas traveled to Austria to speak with Chinese officials about counter-narcotic efforts. Did he discuss with them the flood of Chinese illegal immigrants coming to the U.S. through the southwest border? 22,000 Chinese nationals have been arrested by Border Patrol agents at the southwest border since October and released into our country.
So let's go back to the Democrats. What are they saying? Let's go to Senator Chris Murphy in a hearing on Capitol Hill.
The second thing that hangs over this hearing is the political impeachment articles that are about to be sent to the Senate. There's not a single act of impeachable misconduct alleged by these articles.
And that is the narrative that the Democrats are going to continue. That's why they want to sweep it under the rug. They want to table this impeachment. That's what's happening right now. That's what's happening this week.
The process was an embarrassment to the House of Representatives. These articles are laughable on their face. One article accuses the secretary of a high crime and misdemeanor for failing to stop millions of non-citizens from being released into the United States.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what these Democrats are saying? And he is there in defense of Mayorkas in this hearing. It's incredible.
Let's be clear. Despite Congress's inability to respond to this crisis, the Biden administration and Secretary Mayorkas have removed, returned, or expelled more migrants in 3 years than the Trump administration did in 4 years. The annual apprehension rate is the exact same between the Trump administration and the Biden administration.
And there's a big difference, though. The last 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency, the Border Patrol had 1.4 million encounters. In the first 26 months of the Joe Biden administration, 5.7 million encounters. The reason why is because Joe Biden advertised to the world that the borders were going to be open. And then they came, and they haven't stopped. They continue to flood the southern border and, by the way, also to the north. But you hear there that Democrat Chris Murphy, he's working in the fact that Congress hasn't done the job. It is Congress's fault. And what does that get to? That gets to them legalizing illegal immigration and throwing more money at the problem. The money is the problem. If you stop the money that all these NGOs are giving them from South America to Central America to once they get here in the country, they're getting money hands over fist, getting thousands of dollars. They get a place to stay. Why would they not come? Until that stopped, none of this is going to stop.
Only the most violent act undertaken at the United States Senate, violent against the institution of the Senate and its time-honored traditions.
This is Senator Mike Lee again in a press conference. He has some interesting words here about what the Democrats are trying to do.
So in that material respect, what they're nuking here is not just a Senate precedent or a Senate rule, but a provision of the Constitution and a time-honored duty in the United States Senate to do this. They're nuking a provision of the Constitution.
And everyone knows the Democrats have no problem with stepping all over the Constitution of the United States. They seem to enjoy doing that, don't they? And if it doesn't work out for them, they'll just add some Supreme Court justices. Just get 15, 18 of them, and we'll do it our way. Anyway, the articles of impeachment will be coming this week to the Senate. And here's Senator Ted Cruz on what should happen under the Constitution.
Here's what should happen under the Constitution. This has happened 21 times in our nation's history. 21 times the House has delivered articles of impeachment to the Senate. In four of those times, the Senate lacked jurisdiction. In one of them, the person impeached was a senator, and impeachment only lies against executive branch officials or judicial branch officials. So they dismissed that one for lack of jurisdiction. In three of them, the person was out of office, was no longer in office, so it was dismissed as moot because there was no longer anything to do once they were out of office. In the remaining 17 instances, in all of them, 100% of the times, the Senate convened for a trial, the Senate heard evidence, the Senate made an adjudication, and the Senate decided guilty or not guilty. That is what the Constitution prescribes. It's the Senate's sole authority, but it's also its responsibility. Next week, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are planning to completely destroy the Constitution's impeachment power of the Senate. And rather than hear any evidence, simply to table the matter at the outset, to vote at the outset, we're not going to hear it at all. And I'll tell you, Sean, Schumer is doing this for three reasons. Number one, he wants to prevent the House managers from presenting the evidence of what an absolute disaster Biden and the Democrats' open borders is. Number two, he wants to stop a trial from being held publicly because his only defense is to hide and hope that the media covers up the people who are dying and the risks to American safety from Biden's open borders. But number three, Chuck Schumer is desperately trying to protect vulnerable Senate Democrats in states like Montana and Ohio and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Nevada to prevent them from having to vote guilty or not guilty. He's trying to dodge responsibility. If he does this, it will permanently destroy the Senate's authority to conduct impeachment trials. It will do permanent damage to the Senate.
And I want to stay here for just a minute with Ted Cruz and his speech that he gave on the Senate floor. Really some incredible words here.
Madam President, there are times when the eyes of history are upon the United States Senate. This is one of those times. We are facing today an existential crisis at our southern border. It is qualitatively different than anything we have ever faced at our southern border in the history of our nation. A few moments ago, the senator from Illinois acknowledged the border was broken. Although he acknowledged it in a classic Washington way of using the passive voice, the border is broken, that is designed to hide and obscure who broke the border. He is correct that the border is broken. But it was broken deliberately by the President of the United States, Joe Biden, by the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, by the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, and by every single Senate Democrat.
And Senator Ted Cruz from Texas spitting the truth there on the Senate floor. One more I want to get to, one more clip for you before we get to this break. And this was Mayorkas in a congressional hearing last week. And he was being questioned by Representative Michael Cloud in this hearing. Here it is.
Could you speak to any authorities that Congress has removed from you or the president since taking office?
Congressman,
Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the point.
That's a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border Patrol agents is exactly why.
You're filibustering. I asked you a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make.
Congress removed any authorities from you or the president?
And again, I think this is important questioning because, again, what the Democrats are trying to say is Congress needs to fix this problem. You heard Ted Cruz. The problem was created by Joe Biden, Alejandro Mayorkas, and Kamala Harris, and the Democrats in the Senate and the House. That's who created the problem that we have at the border.
Point out the truth of the fact that he has every single authority as President Trump. He has more resources at his disposal than President Trump, yet he has done everything he can to undermine the security of our border. Have you?
So I think that's pretty important testimony there and very important questioning there from Representative Cloud, because Congress didn't create this problem. And it is clearly Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrats that have created this problem. And now they are politically trying to use the problem they created to legalize illegal immigration and put more money to the problem. If you listen to this show a lot, you know how I feel about our government and our financial system. It's no secret. I'm a big believer in diversifying your money with precious metals like gold and silver. But when it comes to buying precious metals, you need the right company in your corner, and that's why I've partnered with top-rated precious metals company Goldco, because reputation really does matter. Goldco is a six-time Inc. 5000 winner, 2022 Company of the Year, and they've helped people just like you and me place over $2 billion in gold and silver purchases. Right now, they're offering you, my listeners, up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account. This is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control corrupt government. Don't pass it up. Grab your phone, get the keyboard, whatever it takes to get the job done, and take action right now. Go visit BookerLikesGold.com.
More truth in minutes on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutLoud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Thanks a lot for listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. My name is Booker Scott. This is The Truth Be Told for Tuesday night. Glad you are here. While you're here, make sure you go to AmericaOutLoud.news. Check out the great articles and other podcasts. You know, there's a whole lot more audio available at AmericaOutLoud.news, not just what you hear at America Out Loud Talk Radio. So check that out. A lot of great contributors, very smart people with incredible content at AmericaOutLoud.news. Well, I did a little looking into Joe Biden's history when it comes to illegal immigration. And I came across this. This was from 2015. And in this audio, in this press conference, sitting just to the left of him is Alejandro Mayorkas. All the way back to 2015. Listen to what Joe Biden says here about illegal immigration or immigration.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority.
Okay, so that made me start thinking. We just had a census, 2020. They counted everybody in the country. There's 335 million of us. So was Joe Biden right then, 9 years ago, 2015, when he said that white people would be the absolute minority? He had no doubt about it. Let's find out. The actual numbers in the census from 2020, 235 million people claimed to be white in America out of 335 million. That's about two-thirds in math. Joe Biden's not very good at predicting the future, but he's really good at lying. He's been doing that for 50 years.
Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
So he brags about it also. And I don't disagree. This country is built on the backs of immigrants. No doubt about it. I'm an immigrant. My family, my ancestors, they came from somewhere. Yours probably did too. The question isn't immigration. The question is illegal immigration and having control of it. But I think the bigger question are Joe Biden's lies, because that's all he's done for 50 years. Has he done anything other than politics in his life? Do you ever recall him ever being a professor of law?
From the very beginning, I used to teach the Second Amendment in law school. From the very beginning, there were limitations. You couldn't own a cannon. You could own a rifle, a gun, but there were
He's a bloviating idiot. That's what he is. A blooming idiot is Joe Biden. When exactly did he teach the Second Amendment? I don't recall that. He's been in Washington, D.C. for 50 years or more now. He's a liar. We know that. What about his foreign policy? How's that working out? We see what happened with Iran and throwing 300 rockets, drones, whatever it was, over the weekend. And you remember, prior to that, he had given them the threat. Nobody messes with a Biden. And he does this a lot. He kept saying, don't. Just don't do it.
What's your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
Are American personnel and assets at risk, Mr. President?
And then he walks away from the podium, but then he's going to come back and he's going to have to answer another question.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel. And Iran will not succeed. Thank you very much.
And over the weekend, a lot of people started making comments about the $6 billion that Biden had released last fall, and another $10 billion, if you remember that. And people like Marjorie Taylor Greene were making a big deal out of it. And one thing that I started thinking about was a thread that I put together for social media back in October of 2023 when this was going on. Because I think it's really important to understand that it's not just the appeasement that the Biden administration has done with Iran that has emboldened them, but it's also the other things that they have actually done that has strengthened Iran. One of the main things they did was they lifted the sanctions on their ability to export oil around the world. And who is buying that oil? Well, you guessed it. 80% of that oil is going to China. It's always China. How much money does that mean for Iran? Because I think people are focused on $6 billion that was released and $10 billion. I don't know how in the world that Iran could, through Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis, could supply them with, I heard there's 150,000 rockets in Lebanon with Hezbollah. And if that's true, how do you purchase, procure, you ship, and put them in place all in a matter of 2, 3, or 4 months because all of a sudden you have money? That's not where the money has come from for this. This money has come because the Biden administration lifted the Trump sanctions on Iran. The last year of Donald Trump's presidency in 2020, Iran had $7.9 billion in oil revenue. That number has grown. It went to $23 billion, to $40 billion, to 2023 was close to $60 billion. That's $100 billion that the government of Iran has that they would not have had under the old sanctions. So it's so much more than appeasement. And you can see with that, that the Biden administration is funding the war. They are funding Iran and everything that you see happening in the Middle East. And now we can see that what happened over the weekend is going to make it where they're going to want to pass really quickly in the House and the Senate the National Security Supplement. That is that $95 billion that they fought about back in February and decided not to pass at the time. That included $60 billion for Ukraine, over $10 billion, almost $11 billion for Israel. It included some money for the border and a couple of other things, but the total was $95 billion. If you remember back to then, the Republicans were trying to tie border security to that, and that didn't work out. So it's been quiet. But now all of a sudden, because of the missiles, the drones, and the rockets that flew from Iran to all the way to Israel, they tried, although they failed miserably. I saw somewhere that over half of the ballistic missiles didn't even reach Israel before they just fell apart. So anyway, back to the point. The point is the Biden administration has done so much more than appease. And now we're going to see it's going to quickly go through Congress because of what happened over the weekend that this $95 billion is going to be passed. That's just a matter of days before that happens. I'm going to shift gears real quick and get into a couple of different states and some laws that have happened. As you know, state legislatures across the country, they have been in session. A lot of them are starting to end now. But let's go to the state of Kansas, where Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a bill that would have outlawed transgender treatment for minors and punished healthcare providers who perform life-altering surgery on these children. Kelly said parents should decide how to best care for their children. When Democrats say they're not coming after children, remind them of this. This is undeniable proof that the goal is to give children life-altering surgery and treatment. Do you think she's trying to protect the parents' rights? Because sometimes that's another argument. So maybe she was. I'm not sure. I think the left is coming after our kids. Would you like some more proof of that? Let's go to Tampa, Florida, in the Hillsborough County schools. And this is what took place in a Hillsborough County school meeting just last week.
My name is Julie Gebhardts, and I'm abandoning what I brought because I can't handle this. This is from Chuck Palahniuk's book called Invisible Monsters Remix. It's in Steinbrenner High School, and we have 14 other titles by this author that have similar content. Evie's shouting about how she's done, found her butt sucking fag assed new husband face down enjoying butt sex.
Okay, that's uncomfortable for me, so I'm not going to play any more of it, but it continues. And again, people are doing this all over the country. They are reading these books that they are finding in our schools to the school board, and the school board can't handle it. They don't want to hear it. So why is it okay for our children to have those books in their schools? And then when you see someone like Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida decides to secure our children and take those school books out, well, and I call them a school book. They're not a school book. They're pornography in the school. They're not a school book. When DeSantis did that, then he is the racist bigot. That's what we're up against in this world, in this country at this time. Let me see if I can get one more story in here from a different state. And let's go to the state of Colorado, to their state legislature.
And what do the socialists want to do? They want to turn these agencies against the people of Colorado. The socialists want to turn these agencies against the law-abiding citizens.
You know, Representative DeGraff, I've let you say socialists over and over again. Certainly, as I would gavel down anyone who would come up here and call you a fascist, I'm going to ask you to stop calling the rest of us socialists. Stick to the amendment. Thank you, sir.
Well, I was told that I was informed the other day that members were members of the Socialist Party of America. So I thought that was an open.
They are socialists. That's what the guy is saying in Colorado. The Republican on the floor of the state legislature is saying, you guys just said you are socialists. I'm calling you what you said. Anyway, this is our country we're living in. My name is Booker Scott. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Truth Be Told. Don't forget, you were told 2,000 years ago that you are the salt of the earth. And salt without flavor, it has no value. It's worthless. It's thrown on the ground to be stepped on. So whatever you do, keep being salty. Unleashed, the Political News Hour. It's coming up next. Have a great night.
There is only one truth. You've been listening to The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott on America Out Loud.